Today we're going to talk about something which is so easy to discuss, madaling pag-usapan, pero napakahirap gawin. Okay, we are going to talk about that. And before we go to that, I would like you to see a sad truth. Merong isang malungkot na katotohanan sa buhay ng tao. Ano yan? What truth is that? The truth that not everyone that God forgives will also be forgiving. Hindi lahat ng pinatawad ng Diyos ay magpapatawad din. Hindi lahat ng minamahal ng Diyos ay magmamahal din. Tama ba? Hindi lahat ng binibigyan ng trabaho ay magkakaroon ng malasakit sa trabaho niya. Sa madaling salita, hindi lahat ng pinapautang ay magbabayad. Okay, nag-smile na kayo, naintindihan nyo na. Iniisip nyo yung ibang tao, di ba? Hindi po ibang taong pinag-uusapan din, kayo po. Okay, hindi ibang tao. So tell the person beside you, he's talking about you. And me. Okay. So, ano bang bagay na to na madaling pag-usapan pero hirap gawin? Ang pagpatawad. Okay? One of the things that ails and hurts so many souls is yung ating tinatawag na galit. Puot, galit, resentments. Now, let me just ask you this question, to be honest. Huwag niyong tingnan yung iba, ha? Tingnan niyo lang yung sarili niyo kung itataas mo yung kamay mo. Sino ba sa inyo dito one time nasaktan kayo? Sinaktan talaga kayo? Okay, praise God. Nakatingin kayo sa akin. Okay? Hindi tayo immune. Walang immunity. At walang sinabi ang Diyos na pag sumunod ka sa Kanya, hindi ka masasaktan. And sometimes, it's the people you love that can hurt you most. Amen? That's why sabi ni Mother Teresa, when you love someone, you give that person the ability to hurt you. Okay? Yung kaaway, hindi naman nakakasakit sa'yo. Pag may taong hindi malapit sa'yo, kaaway nga, kahit anong sabihin ng tao na yan, hindi ka masasaktan. Okay? Pero pag yung taong minamahal mo may sinabing masakit, ay talaga, magdurugo ang puso mo. It's the people we love that can hurt us most. Okay? But then, that is a sad reality. And so, nandito si Lord. God is with us and He teaches us how to overcome these things. Okay? And the only way for us to overcome the hurt and the pains that other people would cause in your life, kasi hindi naman talaga mapigilan yan. Mangyayari at mangyayari yan. Kahapon pa lang, nasaktan na naman ako eh. And minsan, hindi sinasadya. Okay? May nagsabi sa akin na, Father June, ang tanda na ng mukha mo. Sakit, kasi totoo eh. Diba? Yung sinungaling minsan, hindi yan masakit. Pero yung totoo, yun ang masakit. Ang tanda na ng mukha mo, Father. Hindi niya naman sinasadya. Okay? Nagiging truthful lang yung tao, pero nasaktan ako. Okay? All of us get hurt every day. Merong iba, nasaktan sila ng panahon ng hapon pa. Hanggang ngayon, dala-dala nila yung sakit na yan. Okay? And so what happens if we allow the offenses, the mistakes of other people to linger in our mind, linger in our hearts, your life will be defined and molded by the wrongdoings of others. Gusto nyo ba yan? Yung buhay nyo, mahuhubog sa kasalanan ng ibang tao. Simply because you don't forgive. If you do not forgive, then lahat ng mali, kasalanan na ginawa sa iyo ng ibang tao, yan ay huhubog ng buhay mo. It will define, it will mold your life. And the gospel today teaches us, don't allow the wrongdoings of others to shape your life. But instead, allow the grace and the mercy of God and the goodness of God to establish your life. And the only way to do that is to let go of the many, many hurts na ginawa ng tao sa'yo. Nagpapatawad tayo not for the sake of the people who may have hurt us. We forgive for our own sakes. Because if we do not forgive, the pain and the hurt that is caused by the wrongdoings of other people will continually remain in your life. Kaya tinuruan tayo ni Lord na magpatawad, hindi para dun sa taong nagkamali at nagkasala sa'yo, para sa sarili mo yan. Okay? Nasaktan ka na nga, masisira pa yung buhay mo. Kaya sinasabi ng Diyos, magpatawad ka na, tama na. Tama na yung nasaktan ka, huwag mo nang hayain yung sakit na yan ay sisira pa ng buhay mo. You've got to let go. But sometimes, nature kasi natin, pag nasaktan tayo, we want to get back. We want to get even. Okay? May utang yan. That person owes me an apology. Diba? Kaya talagang gusto natin, pag may nag-utang sa atin, talagang sisingilin natin. Okay? You owe me an apology and I'll see to it that you pay. Okay? Ayaw natin maisahan tayo. Ayaw natin malamangan tayo. That's why we have that attitude in our life. We want retribution. Gusto kong gumanti. Forgiveness is not about feeling good. Okay? That's why forgiveness is a practice before it becomes a feeling. It's a practice. Ang pagpatawad, hindi po yan feeling. Forgiveness is a practice. And sometimes, pag may nagkamali sa'yo, may nagkasala sa'yo, you practice forgiveness right away. Kahit wala pa yung feeling, nauuna yung pagpatawad. And it's a practice, it's not just a feeling, it's a practice. Anong meron sa first reading natin? What is the Lord trying to teach us in our first reading? Well, our first reading today talks about Joseph, you know? Kilala niyo si Joseph? Mabuti pa kayo, magkakilala kayo. Hindi ko na siya naabutan eh. Okay, so Joseph in the Old Testament. Okay, you're blessed you know Joseph. Okay, I did not have the chance to know him. I know about him. Well, see, Joseph, we know what happened to him, you know. God gave him a dream, a vision in his life. You're going to be great. Your brothers will bow down to you. You will be greater than your kuya. Yung mga kuya mo, kasi medyo younger siya eh. Sasabi niya, your luluhod, yung mga kapatid mo sa'yo. And so itong Joseph naman, when he saw that, he got so excited. Kinento niya sa mga kapatid niya. Sabi niya, oy, may dream ako kagabi. Okay? Kasi ganyan tayo. Pag may dream tayo, kinikwento natin. Minsan merong mga panaginip na huwag mong ikwento. Delikado. Kasi baka makakasakit sa kalooban ng iba yung panaginip mo. Halimbawa, sabihin mo sa may sakit, alam mo, nag-dream ako, pumunta ka sa langit. Ay, magagalit to. Diba? So Joseph told his brother, sabi niya, God gave me a dream. Nakita ko, lumuluhod kayo. And the brothers were so angry at him, binenta siya. No? They sold him as a slave in Egypt. And you know what happened? Joseph went through a difficult time in his life. He was sold by his brothers. He was rejected by his family. He became a slave in Egypt. Not only that, nakulong pa siya. All these things happened to him. But then, through it all, yung plano ng Diyos para sa buhay niya hindi nagbabago. Kahit anong pagdadaanan mo sa buhay, the plans and purposes of God will prevail. Amen? The gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. Hindi mo pwedeng baguhin yan kahit ano pang circumstance ang pagdadaanan. And so, to make the story short, Joseph became a prime minister. Parang naging presidente ka ng Amerika. Imagine mo. From a slave, a prisoner, he became the most powerful person in the world. Okay, he became a prime minister of Egypt. And eto na nangyari. Yung mga kapatid niya pumunta na doon, no? And you know, walang pagkain sa lugar nila. They went there and Joseph was there. Noona hindi nila nakilala, then finally nakilala nila. Now, nagkaroon ng family reunion. But his brothers, yung mga kapatid niya, takot pa rin sa kanya. Kahit na tinutulungan na sila ni Joseph, the brothers were afraid, baka gumanti to sa atin. Okay? And true enough, nung namatay yung tatay nila, when their father died, iniisip nila, nako, wala na si daddy. Okay? Wala na si daddy Jacob. Malamang, etong kapatid natin, na inapi natin, gaganti na to. Wala na yung tatay natin. And so, pumunta sila. Kinausap nila, ito yung reading natin, first reading. Kinausap nila si Joseph. Sabi nila kay Joseph, alam mo, Joe, bago namatay si daddy, etong sinabi ni daddy, patawarin mo yung mga kapatid mo. Okay, huwag kang gumanti. Kaya sabi sa Bible, napaiyak na lang si Joseph. Joseph wept. Umiyak siya. Hindi ko alam bakit siya umiyak. Naawa ba siya sa kapatid niya? O inisip niya, hanggang ngayon lulukuhin pa ako ng mga nito. Diba? Hanggang ngayon talaga lulukuhin pa rin ako. Alam mo, Joe, nandun kami nung namatay si daddy. At bilin-bilin niya, kabibilin niya sa amin bago siya namatay, bago nawala yung hininga niya. Sabi niya, tell your brother Joe, patawarin niyo na kami. Huwag mo kaming saktan. At yung sinabi nila. And this is what Joseph said to them, do not worry. Do not worry, huwag kayong mag-worry. Hindi ko talaga kayong gagantihan. Okay? I will not hurt you at all. Kasi yung binalak niyong saktan ako, yung binalak niyong masama para sa buhay ko, ginamit ng Diyos para sa kabutihan ko. Okay? What you meant for evil, God meant for good for me. In other words, Joseph is mindful of what God has done for him. Minsan kasi, pag nasaktan tayo, hindi na natin iniisip yung mga bagay na ginawa ng Diyos para sa atin. We forget about it. Iniisip natin yung kasalanan na ginawa sa atin. But Joseph was mindful of God's goodness in his life. So he told his brother, sabi niya, don't worry, I will not hurt you at all. God has been good to me. God has been merciful to me. I will extend the same grace I received from the Lord, bibigay ko rin sa inyo. He assured his brothers na hindi siya gaganti. Hindi lang yan. He provided for them. Siya ang nag-provide ng pagkain nila and all their needs were met. Okay? When good people do something good to you, what will you do? You do good to them also. When bad people does something bad to you, what will you do? Ba't ang tagal niyo sumagot? Sabi nga nila, pag tinapunan ka ng bato, anong gagawin mo? Hindi, alam ko na yung sasabihin niyo, tinapay eh, kasama ang garapon. Wag! Pag tinapunan ka ng bato, tapunan mo ng rosas, kasama ang paso. Joke lang. Okay? And so, when good people does something good to you, do good to them also. When bad people do something bad to you, what will you do? Still, you do good to them. Why? Because it is who you are. It's not about who these people are na gumagawa ng masama. ganyan ka talaga. Anak ka ng tatay mo sa langit. You are your father's son. You are your father's daughter. Your God is good all the time. Your Father in heaven is good all the time. Amen? Like father, like son. So kahit mali na, masama nang ginawa sa'yo, huwag kang gumanti ng masama kasi hindi ikaw yan. Amen? Sino ikaw? Ikaw ay mabuting tao. Hinubog sa wangis. You are created in the image and likeness of your God. Amen? The second reading today teaches us not to stand in judgment of people. Okay? Pag merong nagkamali sa'yo, automatic para ka na si Honorable Judge of the RTC. Okay? Makakatikim ka sa akin. Okay? Ganyan ka agad. Masamang tao ka. Napakasama ng iyong budhi. Okay? Ganyan ang nanghuhusga ka agad. Well, the Lord said, do not judge others. Why? Because we will all stand before God. And we are all going to be judged. Instead, sabi niya, when someone does something bad to you, extend mercy to them. Why? Because one day when you face God, what you extend to other people, it's the same thing that God will extend to you. God will show you mercy. Why? Because you have shown mercy to others. Amen? God will have mercy on you, hindi dahil konti lang yung kasalanan mo. God will have mercy on you, hindi dahil good boy ka naman talaga with bad habits lang. You know, hindi ka naman masyadong masama. God will always have mercy on you on the basis that you have shown mercy to others. What you extend to other people, it's the same thing that God will extend to you on the day you face Him in judgment. Amen? Let's go to the gospel. Ang gospel natin, napakagandang kwento na to. And sometimes, mabuti talaga, once in a while, pag nilaya natin ito, to help us in our struggles sa galit natin. Okay? Sino ba sa inyong erong taong talagang nagagalit ka sa kanya ngayon? Aba, napakabait niyo talaga. Okay? Believe talaga ako. Ako meron. Meron. I'm angry with someone. But you know, there is a way to deal with that. Huwag niyong patagalin yung galit. Because if you allow anger, resentment to dwell in your heart, one day you will find it hard to forgive. And when you find it hard to forgive, mga kapatid, masisira ang buhay ninyo. It will destroy you. One of the things, ang epekto kaagad, pag hindi ka nagpapatawad, hirap kang mag-pray. Mahihirapan kang magdasal. May mga bagay sa buhay na hindi mo talaga makukuha kung hindi ka magdadasal. Amen? There are so many things in life that you will never have if you do not pray. Sabi nga ni St. James, you do not have because you do not ask. Wala kang ganyan dahil hindi mo naman pinapanalangin. You are not asking from God. You see, if you have unforgiveness, kung hindi ka nagpapatawad, mahihirapan ka magdasal. You'll find it hard to pray. You'll find it hard to ask for these things na kailangan mo. That's why we need to forgive. And the Lord has taught us how to forgive. Tinuruan tayo ni Lord. Okay? Madaling sabihin, mahirap gawin. Okay. So anong sinasabi dito sa gospel natin? Sabi niya, Peter came up to Jesus. Sabi niya, Lord, ilang beses ba ako magpapatawad? Kung meron nagkasala sa akin, if a brother sin against me. So remember, Sino nga yung pwedeng magkakasakit sa ano? Who can hurt us most? It's your brother. It's a member of your own family. Spiritual family or physical family. Yan ang pwede talagang masasaktan ka. So sabi ni Peter, if my brother sins against me, how many times would I forgive him? Well, in Leviticus, sinasabi doon sa law, 6 times lang. You can forgive your brother, someone sin against you, forgive him 6 times. After 6 times, huwag mo nang patawarin. Yan ang Levitical law. Etong Peter, nung lumapit siya kay Lord, yun, gusto niya rin magpa-impress, dinagdagan pa niya ng isa. Sabi niya, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how many times? 7 times? Parang mabilib naman si Lord sa kanya. Yung 6 na law, dinagdagan niya ng isa. Para magmukhang galante naman siya. And the Lord said to him, sabi niya kay Peter, I do not say to you up to 7 times. It's not 7 times. But this is how you will forgive your brother. You will forgive him up to 70 times 7 times. Alam mo, pag meron kang scientific calculator, subukan nyo. 70 times 7 times equals mo infinite yan. Walang specific number yan. Infinite yan. Subukan nyo lang. Huwag sa cellphone, kasi sa cellphone baka lumabas na naman yung Facebook, makakalimutan mo. Okay? So how many times will you forgive your brother? Sabi ni Lord, 70 times 70. 70 times 7 times. Ano ibig sabihin nito? Peter, when he was asking Jesus, how many times will I forgive? Nagiging technical siya. Pag sinabi mong technical, nagbibilang ka. Okay? So pila? 7 times? 5 times? 6 times? Meron kang listahan. Yan ang kay Peter. When Jesus said, you forgive your brother, not 7 times, it should be 70 times 7 times. In other words, Jesus is not being technical here. Walang limit. Walang listahan yan. Huwag kang maglista ng kasalanan. Bakit? Kasi ang Diyos hindi rin naglilista ng kasalanan mo. Ang Diyos walang listahan sa pagkukulang mo. Bakit ikaw meron? O, anong ibig sabihin yan? Mas magaling ka pa sa Diyos. Si Lord walang listahan, ako meron. And this is what Christ was trying to say. Don't be technical about forgiveness. Don't be trying to solve magkano o pilang utang niya, magkano ba, gaano ba ako nasaktan, ano bang igaganti ko dito. You know, you're so technical about this thing. Jesus said, no, no need to be technical. Forgive your brothers as long as he needs your forgiveness. Go ahead, no limit. Then he explains why. Inexplain ni Lord. And ito yung magandang explanation. The kingdom is of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Ano nangyari? Sabi niya, yung kaharian ng Diyos, this is how the kingdom of God operates. If you belong to the kingdom of God, ito yung pamamaraan ng kaharian ng Diyos. Kung ayaw mo yung pamamaraan ng kaharian ng Diyos, lumipat ka sa kaharian ng demonyo. Baka mas magustuhan mo doon. Okay? But if you belong to the kingdom of God, this is how we do things. Okay? The principle. Sabi niya, there was a king. Merong isang hari. At merong taong dinala sa kanya dahil may utang sa kanya na 10,000 talents. Alam mo? Alam niyo yung equivalent ng 10,000 talents? Pag kinumpute yan sa pera natin ngayon, that is about $2.4 billion. Ganyan kalaking utang niya sa hari. $2.4 billion. Hindi pa sa pesos yan, sa dollars yan. Sino sa inyo na nakautang na ng ganyang kalaki? Ituro nyo sa akin kung saan. Okay? $2.4 billion yung utang niya sa hari.
Kaya minsan sinasabi ko, sobra naman yung kwento ni Lord na to, masyadong exaggerated.
Yes, maybe he would exaggerate so that you will know kung gaano kalaking utang natin sa kanya. So this person owed the king $2.4 billion. And when the king found out na $2.4 billion yung utang niya, sabi niya, ibibenta na kita. I will sell you, your wife, your children will be sold. Ganyan yan pag may utang ka sa Diyos, ang bayad mo dyan, anak mo at asawa mo. Mahirap pag may utang ka sa Diyos. Amen? Ang magbabayad niyan, ang kabayaran diyan, anak mo, asawa mo, pamilya mo. And so the king said, okay, you owe me $2.4 billion. That's 10,000 talents. One talent, ang katumbas niyan is gold. Sa gold, isang supot na gold yan, yung one talent. Alay mo yung utang niya, 10,000 talents. Hindi pwedeng bayaran yan. There is no way you can pay that. That debt, yung utang na yan, kalukuhan talaga, hindi mo pwede mabayaran yan. There is no way that man could pay $2.4 billion. And so sabi ng hari, dahil hindi mo mababayaran, ibibenta kita. I will sell you as a slave. I will sell your wife. I will sell your children until you are able to pay. Anong ginawa ng lalaki? Lumuhod na lang siya. He fell down at the feet of the king and he started to cry his heart out to the king. Sabi niya, King, patawarin mo ako. Huwag mo nang akong ibenta. Huwag mo nang ibenta yung mga anak ko. Babayaran ko yan. Oh, kita mo sinabi niya? Babayaran niya. Ay, minsan ganyan sa pautang, di ba? Utang-utang. Ano sabi ng incheck doon? Pag utang-utang, tawa-tawa. Pag singil-singil, away-away. Di ba? So pinautang. Ngayon sinisingil niya, iyak-iyak na siya. Sabi niya, babayaran ko yan. Huwag muna kami ibenta. And he started to cry. And the king, sabi dito ha, very typical of the heart of God. The king had compassion on him. Compassion means you suffer with. Naintindihan ng hari yung damdamin ng tao na yan. Nakuha niya. Kaya di ba pag may humihingi ng pagkain sa atin, bumibigay tayo. When someone comes to you, hihingi ng pagkain, binibigyan mo, di ba? Bakit? Marami ka bang pera? Sobra-sobra ba yung pera mo? Nagbibigay ka? Hindi. May kailangan ka rin. Pero bakit ka nagbibigay? Kasi alam mo ang damdamin ng taong mahilab ang tiyan. Naranasan mo yan. Kaya nagbibigay ka. That is compassion. The king had compassion on that man. I do not know kung anong naranasan ng hari. Bakit naintindihan niya yung tao na yan? Lumuhod ang tao, umiyak na lang ang tao. Wala na siyang magawa. Sabi niya, mahal na hari, huwag mo nang ibenta yung mga anak ko, yung asawa ko. Babayaran kita. Pangako. Pangako sa'yo, ipaglalaban ko yung utang ko. So the king, because of his compassion, ito yung sabi ng hari sa kanya. Okay, eto na lang. I cancel your debts. Wow. Do you know what it means to cancel the debts? It is as if wala ka ng utang. Diba? Kinancel ng hari. Wala ka ng utang sa akin. Ako nang magbabayad yan. Wala ka ng utang. You go. I cancel your debt. Ibang tao, lalo ng Pilipino, pag na-cancel yung utang, uutang ulit. Ano ibig sabihin? Pag wala ka ng utang, pwede nang umutang ulit. Okay. And so what happened was, the king at that moment canceled his debts. Then he went out of the presence of the king. So thank you siya, no? Thank you, king. $2.4 billion. Quits lang. Walang problema. Then he went out from the presence of the king. Paglabas niya, aba, may nakita siyang kasama niya sa trabaho. May utang din sa kanya. He saw a co-worker na may utang sa kanya. Alam niyo magkano yung utang ng co-worker niya sa kanya? 1 denarii. 1 denarii probably is 1,000 pesos. Pesos na ha, wag na dollars. 1,000 pesos lang yung utang. Naalala kagad niya yung utang ng tao na yan. Kagagaling pa lang niya sa presensya ng hari. Kakapatawad pa lang sa kanya. Kakakancel pa lang ng utang niya. Ang una niyang naisip, yung utang kaagad ng iba. Etong sinabi dun sa Bible, sinakal niya yung tao. Aba! Hindi nga siya nasakal dun sa presensya ng hari. Sinakal niya yung tao. Sabi niya, hoy, ano ka ba? Yung utang mo, 1,000 pesos, hindi ka nagbabayad. Lumuhod din yung tao sa kanya. The same thing what he did before the king, the same thing, ganun din ang ginawa ng taong may utang din sa kanya. Lumuhod din. At sabi niya, ibibenta ko yung asawa mo. Ibibenta ko yung mga anak mo. Kung hindi mo babayaran yung 1,000 pesos ko. Lumuhod yung tao at sabi niya, Sir, wag naman. Pangako sa'yo, ipaglalaban ko na mabayaran din kita. I will pay that debt. Now, yung utang na 1,000 pesos na yan, malaki ang posibilidad mabayaran yan. Dali lang yan. Pero alam mo yung ginawa niya? Alam mo yung ginawa niya? Sinakal niya yung tao at sabi niya, hindi, ipagkukulong kita at ibebenta ko yung pamilya mo hanggat mabayaran mo yan. At pinakulong niya yung tao. That's what he did. May tao bang ganyan? Totoo ba yan, Father? Marami po. Maraming ganyan. Pinatawad mo, hindi nagpapatawad yan sa iba. Nalaman ng mga, nakita ng ibang mga katrabaho niya. Minsan, mabuti rin may marites ang mundo. Kasi minarites ka agad siya doon sa hari. Pumunta yung mga nakakita, pumunta sa hari. Sabi niya, King, alam mo ba yung taong pinatawad mo sa $2.4 billion? Ala eh, nakita niya yung may utang sa kanya, sinakal niya at hindi niya pinatawad. Nalaman ng hari. Tagtakang hari, bakit? Bakit ganyan siya? So pinatawag siya ulit. So pagbalik dun sa hari, nandun na naman siya. You know? Ang bait na naman ng mukha niya. Pag umuutang, mabait ng mukha. Pag sinisingil, mukhang demonyo na. Diba? So he faced the king and the king said to him, "Why? What an evil thing to do. Why did you do this? Pinatawad kita. I canceled your debts of $2.4 billion. You should have done with those who are indebted to you. Dapat yung kabutihan ay pinagkaloob ko sa iyo. Malaki yun. Malaking kabutihan ang pinagkaloob ko sa iyo. Hindi man lang kahit kapiranggot na ibahagi mo rin sa iba. Why were you like that?" And the king was so enraged, nako. Noong una, nung nag-utang siya, yung galit ng hari hanggang dito lang. Nung hindi siya nagpatawad ng utang ng iba, yung galit ng hari lumpas na bubong. And so sabi ng hari, okay, torture him. Dati, anong yung utang niya lang, bebenta lang siya. Ito may kasama ng torture. Mas malaki po ang mangyayaring masama sa atin pag hindi tayo nagpatawad. You will suffer more when we do not forgive. And the lesson, sabi ni Jesus, sabi niya kay Peter, in-explain niya, this is what will happen to anyone who does not forgive his brother from his heart. Now, why did Jesus talk about his heart? Ito yan eh. Kung anong tinatanggap mo sa Diyos, yun ang lalabas sa buhay mo. Pinatawad siya ng Diyos, right? The Lord forgave him, canceled his debts. But the question is, tinanggap ba niya yung ginawa ng Diyos sa kanya? Tinanggap ba niya? Hindi. Bakit? Ibang lumabas eh. Ibang lumabas. Hindi siya nagpatawad sa iba. Why? Even though God forgave him, he was not forgiving because he did not accept what God gave him. That's the problem with many Christians today. Hanggang ngayon, hindi natin tinatanggap yung inaalok ng Diyos, yung binibigay ng Diyos sa iyo libre. He forgave you his sin. He forgave us our debts. At ito palaging alalahanin natin, kahit gaano kalaki yung ginawa ng kapatid mo sa iyo, mas malaki yung ginawa mo sa Diyos. It will always be like that. Yung ginawa ng kapatid mo sa iyo, whatever offense anyone will do to you, that is nothing compared to your offenses against God. Your sin against God is so great. But the Lord extends His forgiveness on you. You should receive. Pag tinanggap mo yan, mga kapatid, yung kapatawaran ng Diyos, that will also flow out of your life. Yun din ang lalabas sa buhay mo. Hindi mo na pag-iisipan yan. If you know what God has done for you, if you are mindful of the goodness and the mercy of God, His grace will mold your life. When you receive God's mercy, His grace will take over your life. And that grace that you have now will flow out of your life. Kaya sinasabi natin, we are blessed to be a blessing. When you start receiving the blessing of God in your life, hindi mo mapipigilan yan. Lalabas din yung blessing na yan and it will touch the lives of other people. But the problem with this man, pinatawad siya, kinansel yung debt niya, but he did not receive and appreciate the mercy that was extended to him. And so, anong lumabas sa kanya? Yung dati pa rin kasamaan, yun pa rin ang lumalabas. Are you struggling to forgive someone in your life? Hirap na hirap ka magpatawad? Yung hirap mo sa pagpatawad sa ibang tao, dahil yan sa hirap mo na tumanggap ng binigay ng Diyos sa'yo. Hanggang ngayon hindi mo matatanggap. Because it requires humility to receive God's forgiveness. Pag pinatawad ka ng Diyos, unang mangyayari dyan is, akuin mo muna yung kasalanan mo. Pag hindi mo inaako yung kasalanan mo, hindi ka makakatanggap. Kahit na binibigay ng Diyos sa'yo yung mercy, you'll not be able to receive that mercy because you do not admit your mistakes. Pag sinabi mo, Lord, ako talaga may kagagawan nito, kasalanan ko to lahat, then that's where the mercy of God comes in. You are receiving that mercy. And when you start receiving the mercy of God, His goodness in your life, His grace will now flow out of your life. Amen? That's why there are scriptures that reminds us of the importance of these things. Sabi nga sa Lord's Prayer, we pray the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. Why have you forgiven those who have trespassed against you? Because you know God has forgiven you of your own trespasses. Amen? Now, forgiveness is easier said. It's difficult to do. That's why classmate tayo dito in the School of Forgiveness. Classmate tayo. Amen? Nag-aaral tayo at kailangan nating i-practice ito. Bago natin maramdaman yung pagpatawad, gawin na muna natin. Amen? The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Let's all stand.